Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. ArmorAll, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
So as far as trading, like, when did it get to the point where you were like, okay, I can quit this job? Because, I mean, I think we just came up on April 5th, we just came up to, what, the 2 or 3 year anniversary since you quit the job.
Yeah, damn. How do you know that?
I do not interview anybody that I don't have an interest in.
How do you know?
I'm just being honest with you,
okay,
bro.
I'm going to study.
I have to have an interest. I have to be a fan. I don't just bring people for that, bro. I'm just being real. April 5th. So talk to me about it.
Quitting my job. A lot of people don't really understand, but I was documenting my trades every single day while I was in my job. A lot of people that followed me for years know, like, they saw me clocking into my job. I would record me being at my job, walking to my car, showing my trades every single day. So I've been doing what I've been doing for years. Mm-hmm. Just, a lot of people just haven't picked up on it. But when I finally quit my job, like, it's like an emotional day, because like, dog, this is the day that I really been waiting on.
Yeah.
Like, I've been waiting just to work for myself. Like, I've been building up this capital, building up my account. I'm like, man, okay, like, I had a plan before I even quit. I'm like, okay, I need my account to be this large. I need to have this put aside. I need to have at least one extra stream of income to the side in case something happens, because I'm prepared to, I'm trying to do this for the long haul. I'm not trying to like quit my job, go back to my job. So when I quit my job that day, I'm like, bro, are you really ready for this? Because I pay attention to other successful entrepreneurs and they say that entrepreneurship is harder than working a 9-to-5.
Absolutely.
Like, it's way harder. You got to be disciplined. You got to wake up, show up. No excuses. Nobody cares. No emotion. Like, none of that. So when I quit my job and I clocked out and I went to my car, I sat in my car for a little bit. Like, it was just me. I just didn't record anything. I'm just like, okay, Doyle, you doing this for real. Like, don't try to back out of it. Don't be afraid. Like, whatever you've been doing, you might have to get a little bit more uncomfortable. Even though you are uncomfortable now because you have no stable income. But you signed up for this. But this is what you want. So it's kind of like scared, but I'm excited.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like, man, like, okay, this is what I want, but am I ready for it? F it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
So I drove home that day. I regret doing this, but I didn't let them know that I quit that day. I just walked out. It was really like an ignorant move.
Yeah.
I should have just gave them the 2 weeks, but I was just so miserable at my job. I was just like, I don't want to talk to them no more.
And it was like, I got the power to just do this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It wasn't really, I really didn't want to flex on them. Like, man, I'm working for myself now.
Yeah.
But it was just, I don't want to have any attachments to this job no more. I don't want to talk to them, block their number, block my supervisor number. I'm good. I'm on my own. But it's definitely scary though. That's one thing I can say. It's definitely scary because you don't know when you're going to get paid.
Yeah. You don't know. But one thing is for sure, and you have alluded to it, but it's like the work you put in every day will show up in the future.
The work is going to work.
Yep.
Like,
always.
Like, people, you can't fake the work that you put in. You can't fake that. If you keep repetitively doing something, okay, he done put in a lot of time.
It shows.
It shows every single time.
It shows.
Whatever craft that you're doing, over time, you're going to get better. Whether you're doing photography, whether you're doing podcasts, you're going to get way colder in your podcast.
Yep.
I'm going to get way better next year in trading. So it just, the results is going to show regardless. People can say whatever they want to say, but the work is going to show if you put it in, period.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I know Q-Banks was a big inspiration for you early on.
Yeah.
And somebody that you looked at, and he was like, yeah, man. You were actually going to save up for his course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to buy his course, but I didn't have $750.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, let me just get Fibs on my course.
Yeah.
So, nah, definitely, like, If I had the 750, I probably would have bought his course.
Yeah.
But I just didn't have it at that time.
So he has a quote I remember from a video where he said, you can't hide the money. You know, the money gonna show some way. You know?
Trying to tell you.
So looking at your car in Detroit when you were working at warehouse, what type of car did you have?
I had a 2013 Chevy Sonic.
2013 Chevy.
But that was before, that was, because I had a car more worse than that. I had a 2000 Chrysler Sirius. No heat in there.
No, in Detroit.
In Detroit. Ooh. Midwest, it get cold.
You had to bring the portable boy in there? You had to get your portable heater and bring it in
No,
there?
I didn't know. I ain't had nothing. I had my coat on.
Ooh, wow.
It was cold, man.
So to now you're in Miami.
Miami.
And I think you gifted yourself on your birthday. Was that last year?
Yeah, that was last year.
Last year.
Yep.
And what you driving? For those that don't know, what you driving now?
I mean, it's not nothing too crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
but not what you driving?
I got a 2019 BMW i8.
Beautiful. So, yeah. With the doors.
With the doors.
Ooh, beautiful. When you went to purchase that, right?
Yeah.
What type of feeling was that, bro? Honestly.
I didn't feel it till I drove off with it.
Mm.
Not gonna lie. I test drove it. The dealership actually thought I was like playing because I put like 70,000 down and they thought I was like, wasn't gonna come back with a check. And the guy, shout out to John Toscanio. If you're watching this, shout out to you. He let me know that everybody in there thought I was playing.
Because
I was like one of the youngest dudes. That's a showroom car. They think I'm really coming in there playing. I'm like, no, I want this car. I test drove it. I said, I'm come back tomorrow with a check. Came back the next day with a check. Drove off with it. I didn't feel it until I got on the freeway. Because I bought it from West Palm Beach.
Mm-hmm.
I drove back to Miami with it. And I'm just like, man, you really doing it. That's all I can say. That's all I can say. Like, man, you really doing it. Because
you made it.
You're like, what? Yeah. You coming from Chevy Sonic.
Yeah.
Factory worker, making $400 a week. Now you, well, you're making $4,000 in a day, $2,000 in a day. Like, you on another whole level that probably nobody in your family ever reached. So it's kind of scary because you can't go to nobody because you're on this such high level.
Yeah.
So it was surreal when I drove off.
That's amazing, bro.
Yeah.
But again, you can't hide the money.
You can't fake the results.
You can't. Traders, it's your boy Calvin here. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this interview. I hope it empowered you. I hope it motivated you on your trading journey. I just believe that we can make it. We can become consistently profitable traders. But number one, this is what I learned. You got to have one setup. You got to define one setup. And this one setup is the setup that you're looking for every single time you come into the market. All right. Number two, you got to manage risk the right way. 1% risk max is what I recommend. If you do this, you know each and every time I'm only going to lose this amount. So there's no surprises and you're not overly invested into one particular trade. Number three, you got to be patient. You got to allow that one setup, the criteria of that one setup, you got to allow that to come to you. And once those things come to you, you're checking everything off your checklist, you enter that trade. I just truly believe it's possible for us to be successful in this market, but we got to be patient. We got to have one setup and we got to manage risk the right way. Now, you may be somebody on your journey that says, Calvin, listen, I'm doing all these things, but I don't have much capital, right? I need more capital to make money. Well, then if that's you, maybe you need to look into Forex prop firms. And when we talk about Forex prop firms, check out Blue Guardian. What I love about Blue Guardian is they have no restrictions on their trading. You can hold over the weekend. You can trade during news. And most importantly, y'all, they have this tool called the Guardian Protector. The Guardian Protector is allowing traders like you and I to protect ourselves against ourselves. So when you feel like over-leveraging, when you feel like over-trading, right, when you feel like adding on more risk, the Guardian Protector allows you, before you even get into a trade, to go into the back office and you can set daily percentage levels or daily dollar amount levels where you're account cannot go beneath. And if it does, they will automatically take you out of the trade, which will allow you to be able to live to trade another day and not violate your challenge account using your daily drawdown. So ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking for a prop firm that will give you all of these benefits, plus you get an 85% payout rate once you get funded and you get paid every 2 weeks, ladies and gentlemen, check out Blue Guardian. And guess what? Today, we're going to give you 15% off on your next challenge using coupon code NEWTRADER, the number one. That's right. You get 15% off your next challenge using coupon code NEWTRADER, the number one. Ladies and gentlemen, I look forward to running into you at the bank one day, but you cannot meet me there. You got to beat me there. When Calvin pulls up to that bank, you should already be walking out, duffel bag on your shoulder, big smile on your face. And that's my way of saying, I believe we all are going to be successful.
Thank you for listening to the Forex Beginner Podcast. If today's episode helped you in any way, please click follow on whatever platform you're currently listening to this episode on. That way, you never miss another episode. And if you need help on your trading journey, looking to get connected with a group of like-minded individuals that are focused and determined on reaching success in Forex, and get access to the trading strategies that I have used to get funded with multiple prop firm accounts, join us in Calvin's Forex Growth Group. It's a one-time fee, and you get access for a lifetime.